3. Yoke. You are now in the section about terrestrial landscapes and agriculture. The object in your hands is a yoke, an agricultural tool used for animal traction. It is an arched wooden beam from which two or more animals, usually bovines, would pull a cart, plow, or other load. Feel its solidity, the weight it has supported over time. The wood has been shaped and curved at the ends to rest comfortably on the animal's upper necks or backs. Run your fingers across the surface and sense the craftsmanship, honed through experience and tradition. You can feel carved grooves depicting flowers, geometric shapes, and decorative elements. Trace them with your fingertips, feeling the precise gouge of chisel and gouge. You may notice the date, 1910, carved into the wood. In the central portion, there are two smooth notches to fasten ropes tied to animals, allowing the handler to guide them. Below, you can feel small grooves where ropes slid. Imagine the tension in these ropes, the shared efforts of human and animal working the land. This yoke was crucial in domesticating the land, an act of transformation turning wilderness into cultivated fields. It was used with bovines, symbols of plowing, power, and fertility. The use of the plow and yoke marks a turning point in humanity's relationship with nature. Different ways existed to fasten the yoke, behind the horns or across the neck, each creating a unique type of contact and pressure. Over time, yoke also became a metaphor for servitude and subjugation, hinting at burdens not always desired. Yet, in weddings, the yoke symbolized a lasting bond, a wish for enduring and resilient union.